fishing in the muddy. I'm fishing in the muddy. Whoa, yeah, all night long. It's deep in the muddy. It's dark in the muddy. It's a heavy in the muddy. Whoa, yeah, all night long. Well, I went out looking for the witch of Tottenham. She said, son, you can't be nobody but who you am. I'm fishing in the muddy. I'm fishing in the muddy. I'm fishing in the muddy.
Garageland is brought to you in part by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, Manitoba's own since 1930. Now available in cans, just in time for the summer.
Thank you. Rami Mays from her last record called The Living Room Sessions Volume 1. Not sure when we'll get The Living Room Sessions Volume 2, but she does have a new record coming out. It's being worked on even as we speak, and it's being produced by the guy who we heard before, Rami, Mr. Gerf Morlix. Yes, we heard A Fishin' in the Muddy, title track to that record from a few years back from Gerf. Yes, indeed. It's nice to hear something that wasn't Dan Blocker from Gerf, wasn't it? Yes, indeed. And Rami and Gerf will be here next week at this time live. Wow, that's going to be fun. And also going to be here next week, Mr. Jeffrey Hatcher, who we heard before that, from a demo tape from 1986. Jeffrey Hatcher and the Jackals, they were called at the time. The King and Me was the title of the six-song cassette. And I'm never playing a cassette again on this show, ever. What's with this cassette deck here? Station guy over there? Oh, I don't know, this cassette deck. I had to fiddle with the speed, and I finally got it okay. But, Riding Only Down, though, was the song we heard, which you might remember if you saw them live, if you saw Jeffrey Hatcher in a big beat live in the mid-80s, or if you saw the Blue Shadows, or if you have the second Blue Shadows album. Because, yeah, Riding Only Down is on that album, sung by Billy Cowsill. But there you go, sung by Jeffrey Hatcher right there, 10 years before. Well, what do we have for you now? We have this thing. It's known as the Entertainment Guide. Maybe we should go like this. Oh, yeah. Listen to that.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily and brought to you by Into the Music. So, tonight, it's happening tonight at the Royal Albert Arms. CKW is proud to present America's Funny Man, Neil Hamburger. Yes, with special guest DJ Co-op and DJ Honeycutt, the party rockin' tag team. It's going to be a 4-turntable DJ Mash comedy set. Wow, that's reason enough to go, I would say. Yes, indeed. Doors open at 9 p.m. tonight at the Royal Albert for this show. Tickets $10 in advance. You probably pay another buck or two at the door, but that's okay. Neil Hamburger and them DJ fellers, and it's going to be funny, and it's at the Albert. What more do you want? CKW, of course, right in the middle of its big 4-week presentation of Garageland. I wish I had echo on this so I could be like one of them highfalutin goofball DJs. Garageland. You need echo on that, don't you? Yes. Garageland, brought to you by Rogers Wireless and the Winnipeg Free Press. What is it? It's 4 weeks of garage sale radio. We're going to have week 3 this coming Saturday. It goes from 8 in the morning to 1 p.m. What is it? Well, it's garage sale radio. It's reports from all over the city, from garage sales, actual garage sales, telling you what you can find out there on the streets, telling you where to go, telling you where to avoid. And if you're having a garage sale, call us and tell us about it, 774-6877, and we'll pass the info along. Yeah. CKW presenting the Alistair Spence Trio, some jazz, some serious jazz happening at the West End Cultural Center Wednesday, June 28th at 8 p.m. And CKW presenting Funny Papers, Marvel Comics, Canadian political cartoons, and contemporary art. It's now open at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. And what fun. Superman, Conan the Barbarian, and they take on Pierre Trudeau and John Diefenbaker in the exhibition Funny Papers, Marvel Comics, Canadian Political Cartoons, and Contemporary Art. Yeah. What fun. Oh, let's see. What's happening at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, this weekend it's Righteous Ike-a-palooza. Thursday to Saturday, every night, Righteous Ike be happening at Times Changed. Of course, this Friday, is it Thursday? Yeah, I think it's Thursday it happens. It starts. Starts Thursday. What starts Thursday? Wow, the Jazz Winnipeg Festival. It's the big free opening weekend in Old Market Square. It starts Thursday, but Friday and Saturday are the days you need to be concerned with. Because headlining Friday night and appearing in the afternoon on Saturday for free, Elliot Brood. Yes, Elliot Brood at the Jazz Winnipeg Festival free opening weekend kickoff in Old Market Square this weekend. Tuesday, June 20th, Harry Manx and Michael Casehammer at the Manitoba Theatre Centre. That's another Jazz Winnipeg presentation. As is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Thursday, June 22nd at the Pyramid. Wow, that's part of the Jazz Winnipeg's New Groove series. And of course, Thursday, we're going to tell you even more about this next week, but Jeffrey Hatcher, a local hero, has returned home. And he's sort of foregoing the rockin' for the moment, but he's still keenly involved in music through an organization called New Directions as the director of music therapy services with a project called Project VIP, Violence Intervention and Prevention, which offers assistance to young people living with the effects of fetal alcohol syndrome. And Jeff's first public musical appearance since his return home will be part of a fundraising event for the program, the Very Important Party, which happens on Thursday, June 22nd, from noon until 2 p.m. on the rooftop parking level of the New Directions building, which is at 401 Portage Avenue. That's the Rice Financial Building. In addition to Jeff performing, there will be speakers and lunch for purchase. And admission is free, but donations are certainly encouraged. And we'll have Jeff here next week, live in the studio, to tell you all about it and sing you some songs and say hello and stuff. And I think that'll do it. That'll do it? Yes, that'll do it. That was the Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event placed here, buy some advertising. Quit complaining. There. One thing we didn't tell you about in the Entertainment Guide there is, of course, Dauphin Country Fest, which happens June 29th to July 2nd out there in Dauphin. And this year featuring, of course, Leanne Rimes and legendary country stalwarts Loverboy. And you figure, mainstream country festival, ooh, boring. But there's a lot of good stuff happening there out in Dauphin. For instance, Mr. Fred J. Eaglesmith. Slade Cleaves. Slade Cleaves hasn't been through town since he wrote that song about the dead Winnipeg jockey many years ago. He was at the Folk Festival like about 100 years ago, but he hasn't been back since. He's going to be in Dauphin. Who else there? Roger Maron from Fred's old band. Scotty Campbell. Wow, that's going to be good. Of course, Rami Mays. Matt Masters, the Swifties. You heard all these folks a few weeks back. If you were paying attention here on the Twine Crust, we had the dude from Dauphin in here. We had Mr. Peterson telling you all about all this stuff. The thing that I'm, of course, excited about, the Hillbilly All-Stars featuring Robert Reynolds and Paul Deacon from the Mavericks, along with Chuck Mead from BR549 and Mark Colley. Wow, we talked to Robert Reynolds a couple weeks back, and that show is up on the website now if you missed it. Go check out the website, twangtrust.ca, and it's up there. And me and Robert, we chatted, and it was fun. And he gave us all the dirt on Raul Malo, and what a dork he is and stuff. It was a good time, good chat. Of course, if you're hoping to go to Dauphin, well, you're out of luck, because it's sold out. This thing sells out like 4 years in advance. It's into the 2020s, I think, that you can buy weekend passes. It's crazy. But we had a couple of pairs of passes to give away here on the Twine Trust. Did you know? Were you even paying attention? You probably weren't, were you? No. But you lose, because somebody won them. We're going to announce who on this here show. We're going to announce in like mere moments. We're going to announce who won. We had the big question. You had to answer a question. The question was, what would you yell out at Fred Eaglesmith if you really wanted to annoy him? So, and not that you actually had to yell out. See, I think maybe that might have been a problem for some of you. You thought you actually had to go to the concert and yell out something at Fred and annoy him. No, you didn't really have to do it. It was just, what would you do if you were going to do that? You didn't have to do it. We're not encouraging you to be a moron. We're just, you know, if you were a moron, which of course you're not, you know, what would you have yelled out? That was the question. We got a bunch of answers, and we had two great ones. I'll tell you, we had two that made me wet my pants, and it was tough to decide between the two, let me tell you. And as a matter of fact, I chickened out because I didn't want to choose. And so I got a celebrity panel. We got Paula Abdul and Simon and all their friends in here, and we let them choose. There was, I'll tell you the two big ones, the two good ones. Of course, Fred, if you've been paying attention to Fred Eaglesmith over the last little while, his home studio burned down a while ago. He just finished recording this new album of his, Millie's Cafe, and like literally a day or two later, after sending the thing off, fortunately, his home studio caught fire and burned down. Yeah. And one of the suggestions for something to yell out at Fred was, of course, fire, which would no doubt annoy him to no length. And another one of the, of course, also, if you've been paying attention to Fred, he used to have this this big burly guy playing dobro with him, and he drove the bus and stuff and beat up stupid kids who yelled out things, as a matter of fact. Dan Walsh was his name. And he left Fred's band, and he's hooked up with, of course, with Winnipeg's own Rami Mays, who, did you hear? She's going to be here live next week on the Twang Trust. But yeah, the other great entry into our little contest here, what would you yell at it, Fred Eaglesmith, if you really wanted to annoy him? Somebody wrote in and said, "Hey, Fred, I hear your dobro player got stole by a girl." So, those were the two they were my favorite entries into the thing anyways, and we had to choose between them. And, we'll tell you who won after this.
One more can't.
Oh, that's not it. After this.
Well, that's an old toaster. It just needs a cord. And there's a full set of coasters. If there was only one more. But that's a brand new barbecue. It's my brother Pete's. When he bought it, he forgot that he doesn't eat meat. And it's a big-ass garage sale at a quarter to ten. Another one for parts, and it's a big ass garage sale at a quarter to ten. No early birds, 'cause we're sleeping in. Our mama's in prison, we're trying to raise her baby. It's a big ass garage sale.
Winnipeg Free Press, your garage sale guide, is a proud supporter of CKUW Radio. Grab the Free Press every Saturday for comprehensive garage sale listings.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust. For the moment you've all been waiting for, yes, who is the big winner of the pair of weekend passes to this year's Dauphin Country Fest? Ah, yes, you heard the big answers, and you're wondering who won. Well, the big winner is Fire! Yes, who won that? Jeff. Jeff won the big contest. Jeff will be going out to Dauphin Country Fest this year. Way to go, Jeff. I had nothing to do with it. The celebrity panel stepped up and voted you the winner this year. So thanks to everybody who entered our little contest. Unfortunately, not everybody can win, but we're going to do that next year again, too. So if you want to go to Dauphin next year, I don't know if they've booked the acts yet. They've booked things like literally a decade in advance there. We can probably find out who's playing next year if we ask our pal, Mr. Peterson. But he will be back next year, and we're going to give some more passes away next year. And, well, better luck next time. Maybe I'll have a less obnoxious contest next year. I think that's my plan. But yeah, Jeff's going to be going out there to see Loverboy and Fred. Fred. One more from Fred. One more from Fred.
Yeah. Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
This is Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
February morning, my car won't start today. I turn the key, it's 8:03, with the battery passed away on Saturday night. Automobile, 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 I'm about it all around. Grass getting mad in the springtime, the winter's getting mad in the fall. I got married in high school, or I wouldn't have gotten married at all. I'd be driving my automobile to drive my automobile to drive my automobile to drive it all around. Everybody said to the new groom, groom, what you gonna be? I said, I'm gonna be a symphony just as soon as I find a key to my automobile. Automobile, I want my automobile, all around for a cigarette. Well, Columbus sailed the ocean, Moses parted the sea. Dolores left me yesterday, well, I think she took the key to my automobile, I'm on my automobile, I'm gonna drive it all around. I held a little bitty baby, I held a woman all night. Whenever I get the hiccups, I hold my breath till my head gets a light. And I drive my automobile, I drive my automobile, I drive my automobile, I wanna drive it all around. And the battery passed away in the saddle now.
Did you hear John Prine's coming back to town? It's true. Thursday, September 21st, John Prine with special guest Dan Reeder at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. Tickets actually went on sale today. There was a pre-sale today. They haven't officially gone on sale till Friday, sort of, really. I don't know. These pre-sale things, they annoy me. I don't know. This is a bad thing, this whole pre-sale thing, if you ask me. I tried to get tickets today. I got it in right away, and the best I got was row 11. So I'm thinking the whole pre-sale thing, the best you probably could have got today was row 10. So if you want to get better than row 10, just wait till Friday. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's my ticket buying tips. John Prine, the Playhouse Theater, September 21st, on sale Friday or today, however you want to look at it. It's a pre-sale thing. You have to have a special code to get in. If you can't get in Friday, you want to go now, you want to still do the pre-sale today. If row 11 is good enough for you, although row 11 is probably gone, but anyways, the big secret code is oh boy. Yeah, type in oh boy, all caps. That's the secret code to get in on the pre-sale today. There, don't ever say I didn't tell you nothing. But yeah, John Prine, September 21st. How about that? That was his song there called Automobile from his album Pink Cadillac. Produced by Mr. Sam Phillips. How about that, huh? Before John Prine, we heard somebody else who's coming to town a little sooner than that. They're coming to town this weekend. Elliot Brood, part of the Jazz Winnipeg Festival opening weekend at Old Market Square, Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Yes, we heard The Bridge from the best record released by anyone last year, Ambassador. Yes, indeed. Fine, fine record. If you don't own it, go see them this weekend and buy it. Oh, what else do we hear in that set? Fred Eaglesmith, of course. Yes, we heard from the official Bootleg Series Volume 2. the Fred Eaglesmith Texas Weekend 2004, we heard Indiana Road, along with, of course, our theme song here, Big Ass Garage Sale. Yes, Garage Land. Be here Saturday morning on CKW for another installment of Garage Land. I missed last weekend. I was out of town. I was very upset. It would have been a good one, I think, with Will Western. And, oh, would have been good. And Nicole, too. I'm not sure who's hosting this week. I'm not sure. But it's fun. It's always fun. Maybe I'll go out and while I'm getting ready for the Elliot Brood show that afternoon, I'll check out some yard sales and call in. And feel free to do so yourself. You can do that. Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. till 1. Call us here, 774-6877. If you find a particularly groovy yard sale you think we should know about, you can call in and tell us. And we'll tell everybody. And it'll be fun. Yeah. What's next? I got so much more I want to do. We are going to have, though, we only got half an hour left in the show. We will debut the official Twang Trust Song of the Summer for 2006 today. I have a feeling it's going to be a mixed review on my choice, but I don't care. I love it. It's a great new song. It's something we've never played yet. Just picked it up on the weekend, and it's very happening. At least in my basement. We'll see if you think so too. But to get us there, we're going to have, here's a set of new music that, you know, all these songs were contenders in this next set for the Song of the Summer, but they all lost out to the official winner, which we'll hear later on. But all these songs, they easily could have been songs of the summer. This first one, brand new record from these folks, came out I believe it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's called Last Days of Wonder. We're going to hear a little thing here called These Golden Jewels from this album. And boy, you know, these folks are warped. You didn't think they could really get much more warped than they already were, but they have. Yes, they've gotten more warped. Who are they? Well, here, we'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, folks. This is Brett Sparks from the Handsome Family. And you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW, 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Leaves were falling. Yeah.
Ah, another fine day. 26 degrees in Winnipeg right now. A fine day indeed. And a fine song from a record called Another Fine Day. Ooh. Golden Smog. Brand new music from Golden Smog. Yes, that Minneapolis and surrounding areas supergroup. Yes, I had to bring back some Minneapolis music with me. So there you go. Brand new from Golden Smog. That was called Corvette. You know Golden Smog, right? It's all those, let's see. There's a couple of Jayhawks in there. Gary Lewis and somebody. There's Jeff Tweedy. He's in there. Speaking of Jeff Tweedy, I don't know if you're still waiting for me to register people to win tickets to see Wilco, but we already did. We did like an hour and a half ago, for Pete's sake. You missed it. Claire didn't. Claire is so on the ball. It's crazy. She's got like 14 chances in the draw, I think, right now for those tickets. And you... What do you have? One, maybe? None? Pay attention. We're going to register two people every show right up until the week before the show. That's the Wilco show, by the way. July 1st, it's happening. We got a pair to give away, yes. And we'll register two people every show until then to win those tickets. So pay attention. All you got to do is listen for Jeff Tweedy. He says, "You're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust." And then you phone in and you say, "Hi." And then I write your name down, and maybe you'll win. But right now, it's looking like Claire's going to win. So pay attention the next few weeks, huh? Anyways, yeah, Jeff Tweedy's in Golden Smog. Dan Murphy from Soul Asylum, he's in there. And that guy who sang that last song there, Craig Johnson, who used to be in a band called Run Westy Run. He sang that one. It's called Corvette. Pretty happening, huh? Yeah. Their album is called Another Fine Day. It's not out yet. It's out in July sometime, mid-July. Lots of good records coming out in July. The new New York Dolls album. Oh, they had a song that was quite possibly a song of the summer in there. And that was a summertime-y song if I ever heard one there. Corvette. You know, Corvette. There. Right there. That gives it big points. But, you know, they're picking the song of the summer. It's a nebulous thing, but it's a very it's a science too, you know. I'm gonna have to write an essay and put it up on the website soon. I think I'll do that in the next week or so. So watch for that on the Twang Trust website, twangtrust.ca, where you can listen to this show later on, and many many past shows. What else we hear? We heard Leroy Steger before that from his new Rootsified version of some songs from his last album. He's put out an EP called Tales from the Back Porch. And there's five songs on here that were also on his last album called Beautiful House. Get it? Beautiful House, Back Porch. Get it? But that album was produced by Danny Michel. And Danny really popified Leroy's stuff. And Leroy, I mean, he's a big Danny Michel fan. He had fun doing it. But he thought, you know, maybe I'll redo these songs and see what happens. And he did them in a much more rootsy vein. We heard Just in Case, which was such a great song. It was almost Song of the Summer when his album came out, and it was almost Song of the Summer again because it's such a great song. Nice to have it in a rootsy kind of version. But no, it wasn't Song of the Summer either. I wonder what was. What else was in that set? We heard, the Handsome Family, brand new music from the Handsome Family. That wacky little thing we heard was called These Golden Jewels. Their album is The Last Days of Wonder. Ah, yes, Song of the Summer. We got 10 minutes left. Holy moly. We're going to fit it in? We might not. No, we are. We are. For sure we are. But first, big things happened while I was gone in the last few days. The Dixie Chicks, they're coming to town. Who knew? They weren't gonna, and now they are. You know what it was? They heard they were going to get egged if they didn't come. See, they're doing this whole big Canadian tour. They're going from, like, Montreal to Vancouver and playing everywhere except Winnipeg. Their trucks were traveling right through, bringing their equipment, and they weren't going to play here. And then somebody tipped them to the fact that somebody around these parts doesn't take too kindly to being ignored. So they're playing here now. Turns out, August 19th, tickets are going on sale this Saturday for that big show, the Dixie Chicks. I still don't like their new album. I really wanted to like it, but I don't. I don't know. Maybe it'll grow on me. I don't think it's going to, though. I don't know. So we're going to hear Natalie. with her brother-in-law, Charlie Robinson, right now. And, of course, we're getting it's getting summertime. All the big summer weddings are going to be happening. And here's a song for all you potential newlyweds out there. This is called The Wedding Song.
Well, you are still here, and I am still here. Whether I ever loved you is not perfectly clear. You went a semester to West Texas State, but the freshman 15 you gained killed all your days. Well, I guess I still love you if I ever did, and I can see myself having a couple kids, and we will get by for the rest of our lives. So play the Cotton Eye Joe for the folks, don't you know? Keep your dogs in the truck till you leave. We got some wieners and buns when the brisket's all gone for our wedding suburban again.
Well, I am still here, you are still here. Whether I ever love you's not perfectly clear. The weight's not
should be wearing white. Hi, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW.
So
Yep, there she is, Miss Allison Moore, Mrs. Steve Earle, from her brand new album called Getting Somewhere, in a song called Fairweather, the official 2006 Twang Trust song of the summer. Goes good with popsicles. Well, that's it, kids. We'll justify ourselves more next week when we have more time. Twang Trust is over. We'll be back next week. Congratulations to Jeff, who won two passes to this year's Dauphin Country Fest. There's still more chances to get registered to win that pair of Wilco tickets. Got a couple more weeks worth of registering people for that. And next week, live on the Twang Trust, Jeffrey Hatcher, Rami Mays, and Gerf Morlix. Holy moly. Be here for all that, won't you? Be good, kids.
Then move the trees, the copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale, all armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far.